Now, the Drowners have been kicking around the local venues for a few years with their sort of post-punk dark tunes, and they released a brand new song yesterday called Biting Nails, and in a very, very short time, we'll be giving it its first spin on radio. But before then, we're going to chat to Hugo from the band. Welcome, Hugo.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So tell us a little bit about the Drowners. Where you're from, where'd you start? We just heard something from your first EP. You've got a new EP coming up. Tell us about it. Tell us about the band.
Where are we from? I don't know. It was sort of all born in kind of a friend's shed in Frio, really. It was the classic sort of post-pandemic, full of anxiety and some ideas and just getting in a room together. Everyone else in the band, when it started, there's this old band called Montana Wild Hack, the sort of shoegaze band.
Yeah.
And all my friends were in that, and I kind of stole their band. The two main people from that moved away because they got like actual jobs or something.
That old chestnut.
Try and avoid it as long as you can.
So they were in a shoegaze band. Your band's not a shoegaze band. Where did the shift, or where did the sound for what you guys are doing now come from? Is that all you, or is that a combination of you and the other members?
I think it's a bit of a combination, because for me it was like wanting to kind of revive. I was like super into like Britpop and post-punk in high school.
I was going to ask, is the Drowners from the Suede song?
It's the Suede song.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
And it's also a book. It's like there's a book by Robert Drew, so it's kind of like an Australian gothic kind of book, which I've never actually read.
Yeah.
But I just knew it had both those kind of connotations, and so I liked it. And it basically, if you take them together, it kind of sums up the entire thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's an element of Suede in some of the stuff you're doing. I don't know if you take that as a compliment or not.
Not as much as I'd like, actually. I kind of can't play guitar that well.
Yeah. Well, there's an element. Not all.
Yeah.
I mean, Suede was sort of, you know, a very kind of odd Britpop band in that they were completely different to what was happening. Mm. Is that kind of sort of where you guys sort of see yourself, where you're trying to distinguish yourself slightly from the other stuff that's happening in Perth and Frio?
I think so. Not to cast aspersions or anything like that. I think everything that's going on is pretty good. But you kind of want to carve out a niche or whatever it is, you know. And I think we don't have a huge amount of fans by any means, but like the people that do come, they kind of, I think they connect with it quite intensely.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, there's always like a couple of people that come up to me after shows and they're sort of, you know, they start talking about Suede or Placebo or stuff, and those like very quite specific influences you don't really hear around Perth that much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I think so.
That's a good thing. So you got a new track called Biting Nails, which you released yesterday. It's a single off a upcoming EP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's an EP coming. It's called House Red. We don't really know. We kind of just finished it like a week ago.
Right, okay.
So we will probably be releasing it in the next few months or something like that. Yeah.
This seems to be a bit of a thing that's happening with WA bands, is that instead of releasing an EP or working towards an EP, while you're doing that, you're releasing singles along the way. Is that a plan, or is it just because you want to get your music out there and get people listening to it, as opposed to waiting a year between tracks?
Well, this song was done.
Yeah.
but also, I think for me, I think it kind of keeps people a bit more engaged if you're constantly like drip feeding some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I was, you know, into an up and coming band and they released like a sort of handful of tracks kind of thing, and then they didn't release anything in the intervening year or two,
yeah,
I might forget about them. Yeah. Whereas, like, I'm so, you know, please don't forget me, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it makes sense, you know, where maybe in bygone times you would go to more gigs and whatnot, and you'd see those bands, but it's a little bit hard to get gigs currently and in terms of the venues and whatnot. So releasing tracks and getting people listening to you on Spotify or radio is a perfect way to do it.
That's the idea.
Yeah. So Biting Nails, tell us a little bit about this track. Was it written previous? Was it written out of that pandemic period, or is this a sort of different phase of the band?
This is, I think part of the reason we wanted to get this one out first as well. It's the last thing we recorded with our old lineup.
So
Fraser on drums and Morgan on bass. And it was sort of the last thing done in those in the session, which that track Evening World comes from as well. So I kind of wanted to kind of clear the decks and sort of make space for the new material that's about to come out,
right,
which is like quite, I think, quite a big shift of gear.
Right. Okay.
No one else really thinks so.
No.
Everyone says it's the same, but I hear a lot of difference.
They
in
haven't
it.
Written it.
You, yeah. Exactly.
You, yeah. You're a lot closer to it.
Exactly.
You're inside it as opposed to
I
outside.
The new stuff is like, sort of like pop for the apocalypse is what I call it. Like it's a lot of anxiety about the end of the world, but really just set to like kind of the Smiths and the Cure.
Right.
Kind of just like big kind of glistening kind of 80s vistas.
Yeah.
I think so.
Was that a sound you were hoping to do, or did that just come out?
I think it was intentional.
Yeah.
I actually, those two references probably don't hit it right. It's, I wanted it to be our go-betweens record.
Right.
I basically, you know, some people find Religion, and I kind of found the go-betweens a year ago. I think they're just the greatest band of all time now.
Yeah.
I think every, you know, I can't stop. I'm sort of, it's like crack.
Yeah.
It's the most addictive band I've ever listened to.
You're just deep in the...
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. I think every thing you do is a sort of like a weird approximation of trying to rip someone off but then getting it wrong, and
yeah,
so it
of course
accidentally becomes you a little bit.
I mean, if anyone ever tells you that they don't have any influences, they're lying to you, because everything is an influence.
Yeah. I think if you don't have any influences, you're sort of mute.
Yeah, you're living in a bubble. You're a bubble person.
But this, our new single, Biting Nails, I think it's more, there's a bit more like the Strokes in there. There's a bit more sort of like alternative rock of like the early 2000s. I like it.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I started into music in the early 2000s. It's sort of where I started going to gigs more and my career and, you know, doing, putting on gigs and whatnot. And it's interesting that now that's sort of come back around again. And for me, that's weird. But for other people, it's not, because it's just the time. Time is just keeps on, it keeps on going round and round and round. And
time eventually, is a flat circle.
Exactly. Yeah. And eventually things come back around again and people discover new sounds. So you've discovered the go-betweens. Now someone who's 40 or 50 will be like, how dare you just discover the go-betweens? But of course you're just going to discover
I think that's
it.
My dad.
Yeah, but of course you are, because you're younger than someone that's 30 or 40 or 50. So it's an interesting thing that, at least you can sort of understand that music isn't stuck in a time warp. Music is forever, and it's great that you're sort of finding those things and bringing them into your own music for now, for 2023.
It's kind of terrifying to think of the fact that the sort of big cultural cycle has gone back to the early 2000s, because now it's like I think it's the first time that's happened where it's like I remember that era that's being recalled by a lot of people right now.
Yeah,
and so it's sort of giving me a bit of a crisis of age.
Welcome to the club, my friend.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So you're launching this one on Saturday?
Yeah.
At the Buffalo Club?
July at Buffalo Club. We've got Sweat and Bricks joining us on the bill.
Cool. Now, the Buffalo Club's one of those perfect places, I think, for a band like yours, in that it's a bit dirty, a bit dingy.
You stick to the floors.
100 people make it feel awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think we're kind of missing little places like that in Perth? It's great that the Buffalo Club's come back on
Absolutely.
Board.
I've actually not yet been to a gig at the Buffalo Club.
Yeah.
Weirdly. But the second I heard that they were doing stuff there, I immediately booked it.
Wanted to do it, yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's such a good thing. Yeah. I think we should have 1,000 more places like that.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's a place like that is perfect for a single launch, because it's not a massive deal, but it's still a huge deal.
Mm.
And getting 100 and 150 people there is all you really need and all you really want.
Yeah.
And it feels wonderful
to
play in front of that many people.
Realistically, we just need our friends to come.
Exactly, yeah. You just need someone that has a passing interest.
If we have bodies, we'll get mannequins if all else fails. We just need bodies in the room, goddammit.
Yeah. So you're launching with Sweat and Bricks. Sweat, I know. Bricks, I don't know.
Bricks is a new project from to Jeremy Siegel, who's our good friend and also produced Biting Nails produced all of our stuff, basically.
Yeah.
He started up this new project, which actually, ironically, is sort of like super like indie rock Strokes inspired, and it's him sort of taking, because you know he's been doing like ambient music kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's about to head to Berlin to
exactly
to study. Yeah, yeah.
But it's him again finding the strokes like people find religion.
Yeah.
Just sort of being like, I miss being in high school.
Yeah.
I miss this thing.
I miss jangly guitars. So here
yeah,
we go.
Basically.
Yeah. Very good.
A last hurrah for guitars.
Yeah. So we're going to hear Buddy now. It's for the first time, I assume, on radio.
Unless you've played it before.
I haven't. No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I don't think anyone else has.
You better sort that out. God damn it. Yeah.
But we'll play it now, and please, then everyone's going to play it.
Cheers.
Thanks so much for coming in, Hugo.
Thank you.
What else? So EPs come in?
In the future.
In the future. Good enough.
Yeah, that's good enough. Yeah.
When it's ready, it'll be there.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
This is Buddy Nails from The Drowners. You can catch them at the Buffalo Club on Saturday.